Charles Hurt, Nancy Pelosi, Patron Saint of Wealthy Whites. By Charles Hurt on July 9, 2021. Mrs. Pelosi, tear down that wall. Word on the street is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is finally allowing her Stasi fencing around her grand office on Capitol Hill to come down this weekend. We will believe it when we see it. But the real scandal remains that she had the damn thing erected in the first place. It was after the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6. By deadly, they mean four people died of natural causes and one unarmed woman was shot and killed at point blank by one of Mrs. Pelosi's guards. Perhaps the only benefit of the giant communist fencing was that it protected the rest of America from Congress and Nancy Pelosi's armed forces. In these dreary political times, we should search for common ground with our fellow citizens wherever we might find it. Kudos to all the crazy, goofball liberals who live on Capitol Hill who were rightly outraged by the nasty scar of 10-foot fencing that has stood around the Capitol for 6 months now. They were crazy for Trump conspiracy theories. They turned into the mask Gestapo during COVID-19. But when an ugly eyesore ruined their beautiful neighborhood, they revolted. That revolt among wealthy, white liberals living in the shadow of the Capitol Dome is the only reason Mrs. Pelosi decided to remove the fence. For that, they should be celebrated. All Americans should be so forceful when trampled by blind government autocrats such as Mrs. Pelosi. For her, hypocrisy abounds. After years of insisting that walls don't work, Mrs. Pelosi built one, proving that, indeed, they do work with vicious efficiency. For years, she also claimed that walls are immoral. Either way, she proved her point. Yet, still, dirty Americans living along our southern border do not deserve the protection of a wall. Only Mrs. Pelosi and her political henchmen do. What does that tell you about her priorities? She has just announced some big commission to look into the events of January 6, that deadly protest gone awry. Also, a bunch of lawmakers peed their pants, which meant the whole thing was basically another 9/11. But where is the commission into the truly deadly riots over the past year in Oregon and New York and Minnesota where American citizens were lucky if they only soiled themselves? Innocent citizens were murdered. Police officers were assaulted. Government buildings were firebombed. People's businesses were torched to the ground. And the only response from Mrs. Pelosi and her party was to defund the police and let violent criminals out of jail. Where is the commission looking into all of this? Meanwhile, the chief financial officer for former President Donald Trump's building empire has been charged with a litany of crimes after exhaustive investigations by state, local and federal prosecutors going after Mr. Trump. In their political jihad, these prosecutors never found anything on Mr. Trump. But they hope to squeeze his CFO in hopes of finally finding something. Some kind of failure to pay taxes on job perks, prosecutors say, as they tighten the screws. Meanwhile, for innocent citizens around the country and struggling families living in the very neighborhoods these same prosecutors are supposed to protect, the murder rate is skyrocketing. Vicious, brutal attacks are carried out every day in broad daylight. As these prosecutors pursue their great orange whale over 15-year-old, murky tax charges. Marie Antoinette said of her starving people, "Let them eat cake." Mrs. Pelosi tells hers, "Drop dead." Charles Hurt is opinion editor of The Washington Times.